Dobar Don from Oakley. This is the Rorschach Serbia update from the 6th of January, 2026. A quick summary of what's going down in Serbia. The Higher Public Prosecutor's Office in the northern city of Novi Sad announced on Monday, the 29th, that it had appealed the recent ruling acquitting six officials in the case of the Canopy collapse tragedy. Last week, we mentioned that the court of Novi Sad ruled that there was not enough evidence to put the six defendants on trial. Among them were the construction minister and officials from the Serbian railways, whom the citizens believe carry the main responsibility for the tragedy. The prosecutor's office argued that the court's ruling was flawed, naming instances of contradiction, lack of proper explanation of the connections between the six defendants and the tragedy, and the court's denial that any criminal actions had caused the tragedy. Speaking of the Canopy collapse tragedy, on Thursday the 1st, students and citizens organized a silent vigil for the victims in front of Novi Sad's railway station, exactly 14 months after the tragedy. During the silence, attendees held signs reading, 16 victims, 14 months, zero responsible, alongside the names of the victims. Students and assembly representatives said in a speech that they will not stop protesting until those responsible for the tragedy are brought to justice. Going back to the prosecutors, Vesna Mališić, the editor-in-chief at the independent news outlet Radar, wrote a piece in Serbian about the publication's word of the year, TOK, which in Serbian is an acronym for Serbia's Prosecutor's Office for Organized Crime, but also a word for flow. Mališić described the different meanings of TOK and what the word symbolized in 2025, with some pointing to a lawful, orderly state, while others emphasized change and a break from political impunity. She described 2025 as a year of enthusiasm and solidarity, but also a year of repression and police brutality, adding that despite all of it, the protests adapted instead of dying down. Mališić added that since the protest began, there's no going back, forcing the country to flow into the next chapter, which should be accountability and justice. Read the full piece with the link in the show notes. On Sunday the 4th, Dragan Gilas, the head of the opposition Freedom and Justice Party, said that the Anglo-Australian mining giant Rio Tinto is preparing a lawsuit against Serbia. Gilas explained that the legal action comes from the cancellation of the lithium mining project in the Western Jadar Valley. He cited reliable sources and said Rio Tinto would seek damages of up to 175 billion dinars, which is nearly $2 billion. Gilas attributed this potential lawsuit to the entitlement of the ruling party and President Vučić, both of whom have made various promises to Rio Tinto without consulting anyone. Recall that environmental experts in Serbia warned that Rio Tinto's lithium mining project could severely and irreversibly pollute water, air, and land near the site, causing mass protests against the Jadar project. Due to the backlash, Rio Tinto has to pause its work indefinitely. Since we mentioned protests, on Tuesday the 30th, Serbian farmers in the central city of Kraljevo gave away free milk to citizens in an act of rebellion against the announced reduction of milk purchase prices to 20 dinars per liter, around 80 U.S. cents per gallon. Milorad Mastorovic, the head of Serbia's milk association, said that their milk giveaway aimed to draw the attention of authorities to prevent imports of milk from the EU and to protect the domestic market. The agriculture minister dismissed the farmers' concerns and said that Serbia is dealing with a milk surplus, noting that this was the reason why the prices would go down. Mastorovic, however, said that the surplus comes from Serbia importing milk, despite having enough to meet its citizens' needs, and warned that lowering the purchase price could lead farmers to opt out of milk production because it's not profitable. In energy news, on Wednesday the 31st, the Serbian energy minister announced that the U.S. had granted Serbia's state-owned gas company, NIS, a temporary sanctions waiver. NIS has been under U.S. sanctions since October, forcing the shutdown of its sole oil refinery, which supplies more than 80% of Serbian households with gas. The energy minister added that the U.S. granted NIS an operational license, which will be valid until the 23rd of January and will allow the sole refinery to continue its operations for a while. The minister added that the U.S. likely did this to prevent fuel shortages in Serbia during winter, while also urging the country to resolve the issue of Russian ownership, which is the reason why Serbia is under sanctions. Speaking of the U.S., the Higher Public Prosecutor's Office in the central city of Zrenjanin rejected an investigation into the U.S.'s accusations about forced work in the city's China-owned Linglong tire factory. A few weeks ago, we reported that the U.S. banned imports from Linglong in Serbia due to human rights concerns, citing forced labor, abusive living and working conditions, as well as underpaying or not paying the workers at all. Zrenjanin's prosecutor's office said that no one had presented any evidence since the U.S. made the accusations, adding that it is the reason behind their lack of concern. Human rights violations at Linglong are not news to Serbia, as both the U.S. and the U.N. have raised concerns about it in the past. But President Vučić keeps branding these concerns as political attacks. On that note about human rights violations, Bojan Lasic, the executive director of the LGBTQ+-oriented Let It Be Known organization, said that Serbia recorded over 100 incidents against the LGBTQ+ community in 2025 alone. He said that 2025 had the highest number of assaults and targeted violence motivated by homophobia and transphobia in the past 10 years. Lasic said that the government also made zero progress in 2025 regarding the rights and the proposed laws to protect this group. He added that the demands of the LGBTQ+ community have stayed the same, the adoption of the law on gender identity and the law on same-sex unions. The right to freedom of expression was also violated last year as an army of trolls from the ruling regime complained about our YouTube channel until it was taken down. However, it's back up, so check it out. In some news about the economy, the National Bank of Serbia, or NBS, said that inflation at the end of December is within the target range, standing at around 3% year on year. Aside from the NBS, the state statistical office said that the GDP grew by 2% overall in 2025 compared to 2024. Meanwhile, Serbia introduced two carbon emissions-related taxes on Thursday the 1st, the National Carbon Tax and the EU's Carbon Border Adjustment Mechanism, or CBAM. The first tax put a levy of around 500 dinars, $5, per ton of carbon emissions. The CBAM tax affects carbon-intensive products imported into the EU, such as aluminum, iron, steel, and cement, and is calculated based on the average price of emission allowances under the EU's system. Aside from taxing carbon emissions, Serbia is focusing on the environment by building a large solar power plant called Noci 1 in the outskirts of the northern city of Sremska Mitrovica. The power plant will have a 90 megawatt capacity, which is enough to cover the needs of up to 40,000 households. The same constructors are also planning on building Noci 2. Together, the two power plants will have the capacity of 270 megawatts, which could supply up to 120,000 households. The introduction of large solar power plants marks a step towards clean energy for Serbia, as well as the diversification of its energy sources. Wrapping up this week's episode with some sports news, Belgrade will host the 37th annual Men's European Water Polo Championship from the 10th to the 25th of January. Tickets range from 700 dinars, $7, to 3,000 dinars, $30, and are available for sale online. For more information about the Men's European Water Polo Championship, check out the link in the show notes. And that's it for this week. Thank you for joining us. We want to start this new year off on the right foot, so send us some feedback to improve our shows. Vidamo se!